Let's now consider the issues related to the 2011 peg of the Swiss franc. It was widely believed that there was simply too much upward pressure on the Swiss franc. There was a danger of the Swiss franc appreciating, in large part because many of the Eurozone nations were having serious economic troubles and more funds were flowing into Switzerland. Had the Swiss franc continued to appreciate, this would have seriously penalized Swiss exports, keeping in mind that Switzerland is very much an open economy, highly dependent upon its exports. Here you can see the potential tension between having a safe haven currency, which is the case with the Swiss franc, and maintaining good export performance. A dramatic moment came in the fall of 2011 when the Swiss Central Bank announced that it would peg the value of the Swiss franc at 1.2 euros. In essence, this was keeping down the value of the Swiss franc. Keep in mind what the central bank really is doing here. They are pledging to print as many Swiss francs as is necessary to buy euros, to bid for euros, to keep up the value of the euro relative to the Swiss franc. And of course, by threatening or promising to print more of those Swiss francs, they are trying to ensure that the value of the Swiss franc stays low, below the value of the specified currency peg. Of course, we need to keep in mind here the difference between pegging the nominal exchange rate and pegging the real exchange rate. Even if the Swiss nominal peg works at 1.2, that doesn't mean that over time the real exchange rate is remaining constant. So here, think of the Swiss as committing to a potentially loose or expansionary monetary policy. Over time, that will mean that prices in Switzerland go up, and over time, the real exchange rate is not being pegged at all. Nonetheless, we know that in the short run, central banks, or for that matter, market forces, can influence nominal exchange rates, and it takes quite a few years for the real exchange rate to catch up. For more on this, you can see our video on purchasing power parity. If you're asking for how long that nominal exchange rate peg can be kept, well, this depends in large part on the commitment abilities of the Swiss Central Bank. In general, the Central Bank of Switzerland is viewed as highly credible and able to make some fairly long-term commitments. But think about how this works if the market doesn't believe that it's a credible commitment. Well, people will think the central bank then is not committed to keeping the value of the Swiss franc low. They think the value of the Swiss franc will be appreciating soon, so they will buy up more Swiss francs. The Swiss Central Bank will have to print up more Swiss francs to try to keep the value low. But keep in mind, the more Swiss francs are printed, the higher inflation within Switzerland will be. And it could be this inflation becomes too high to be tolerated by the voters. And if people don't think that the Swiss Central Bank is willing to see through this entire deal, well, they can break through the currency peg, buy up a lot of Swiss francs now, and make the peg unsustainable. But yet it seems in this case the Swiss Central Bank has had enough credibility, maybe not to keep this peg forever, but at least to keep it in place for a few years' time and thus ease the adjustment problem of exporters in Switzerland. And indeed, as of November 2013, when I'm making this video, the Swiss Central Bank currency peg is still in place. It seems it has worked fairly well. It has prevented a global financial crisis from leading too many people to take on the Swiss franc as a safe haven currency, thus penalizing Swiss exporters and in some regards damaging the real Swiss economy. For more information, of course, you can put Swiss franc peg into Google, but also newsgoogle.com for the latest developments. And in general, for related analyses, see our videos on safe haven currencies, real and nominal exchange rates, and speculative attacks, in addition to the previous mention of purchasing power parity.